Joining us on the line, tracks just a little bit, is Lebo Molefe, who is the Director of Air Quality and Climate Change in the Environment, Infrastructure and Services for the Department of the City, for Department for the City of Johannesburg. A very, very good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, and you? Thank you.
I am well, thank you. You know what, when I left the house very early this morning coming into studio, it had just rained, and I absolutely love rain in Johannesburg in winter because I do find that it clears our air. If we have these dry, dry winters, the air quality isn't great for various reasons. So that is great. Tell us about the Climate Action Plan. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to our listeners?
So just let's start with your opening remarks.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncharacteristic to have rain mm-hmm. in Joburg at the start of winter.
Absolutely.
So that is a sign that it's actually a bit worrisome. It's actually telling us things are starting to change
okay.
in our environment.
Right.
But going back to the Climate Action Plan, this is a plan that the city has put together to start putting measures in place to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but also build some sort of resilience in the city. What I mean is this, that climate change is already happening, and we need to be quite conscious around what is our contribution to this global phenomenon called climate change, and start putting measures in place to ensure that we don't contribute as a city. We also have to be quite conscious about the impacts that are already being experienced by our residents, such as flooding. In the recent times, we've experienced increased high temperatures, drought also. With drought comes in food insecurity issues. So those are the things that the plan starts to encapsulate to make sure that at least we are responsive enough in making sure that we don't contribute as a city to this problem, and that we start gearing us up into making sure that we are not exposed to the impact of climate change.
How are we doing in general? And I don't mean in terms of regulations, but are residents of Johannesburg conscious about the environment? Do we care? Do we have a higher degree of awareness or not really?
You know, it's just a small sector of the community that is quite, aware and are actually even willing to even contribute to making things better. But I need to applaud at least the residents that are participating in the waste sector. You know, the guys that are pushing the trolley. That is actually quite embraced by the city, because we need to start reducing the amount of waste that goes to landfill sites. So if we are doing separation, ideally it should be separation at source, where each one of us as residents are separating our waste, separating what goes to landfill aside from things that can be recovered, and that can be reused. But in any case, the trolley brigades are doing a good job, because if we just take our waste, all sorts of waste, to landfill, there's a big problem in that some of the things, yes, they can be reused, but landfill space is a problem. In a city such as Johannesburg, there's a high demand on land. So we cannot be building more and more landfill sites when people are looking for houses, for instance. The other issue is that with more and more waste being piled up in our landfill sites, they generate what we call methane gas, which is a very potent greenhouse gas. And, that is a problem, because then it means we will be contributing to this problem as a city.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely incredible. So how will the plan help to combat global warming and the greenhouse emissions?
So the plan has modeled all sorts of interventions that the city needs to do. For instance, I've already elaborated on the what we are doing in the waste sector. We are promoting separation at source. We are also in three of our landfill sites, we are harvesting methane and feeding it into the Eskom grid, generating energy so it becomes alternative energy. So these are the measures that we can do. The city's gains in terms of the public transport system, the BRT system, is actually one of those interventions that are supposed to encourage residents to use less of their own cars, but rather go into a public transport system. And the plans for the city are that we are going to have, or we are working towards an integrated ticketing system that will enable residents to hop off a BRT or from a taxi to a BRT to a Gautrain or a metro rail, you know. I think if we have those measures in place, residents will be more encouraged to leave their cars at home. In the energy sector, the city is promoting the use of solar energy. You know that in South Africa, we are endowed with a lot of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So solar energy and the market, if you look at it, the panels are becoming quite cheap. They are, you know, the prices are dropping. So we are encouraging that, you know, people must start using alternative energy going forward.
Yeah, and has the COVID pandemic had an impact on this?
Yeah, COVID and you know, it shows us, you know, with a pandemic, we realize how important is nature. Because you realize, I think, even where you are staying, you started realizing birds that you have not seen before. You saw the skies were becoming blue, you know, a lot more clearer, and so on. So the COVID pandemic, the lockdown had those benefits in making sure that, you know, nature is not overwhelmed by our daily activities, but also it started to show us the dire situation, the socio-economic situation in our community, where people now had no access to, you know, food. So your food security program became a very important, initiative to carry on and involve people so that they can then, you know, eat some life out of that. Also, if you look at basic service delivery from the city side, we realize that, you know, people must have access to water, to energy, and so on. So the pandemic, what I can say is that the pandemic started to unearth, you know, the exposure of our community to, what can I say? The exposure to their, you know, daily needs that must be met, you know. But also the appreciation of nature then came up. And as a mitigation action, it shows us that we need to start probably planting more trees because, you know, the trees are carbon sinks. So that's the benefit.